Thank you today for joining me for this devotion I've entitled Looking Up. Psalm 121:1 from the King James Version of the Bible reads, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. When I first heard that verse as a child, it was from the King James Version, for that was the only one permitted in the small country church my family attended. As a matter of fact, the modern English translations of today, such as the New International Version and my favorite, the New King James Version, had not even been published at that time. So upon a casual reading of the psalmist's words in the KJV, the reader gets the notion that the psalmist is so overwhelmed with the majesty and splendor of the mountains that he is almost drawn to them with a reverential awe, teetering on the brink of worshiping God's marvelous creation. However, as is evidenced in verse 2, the psalmist quickly realizes that it is the Creator and not the creation that is worthy of his worship. He exclaims, My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. To avoid the appearance that the psalmist momentarily worshiped the mountains, the more modern translations interpret the second half of Psalm 121 as a question instead of a declaration. From whence cometh my help? In the New King James Version, and in the NIV, where does my help come from? Eugene Peterson's The Message, published in 2002, seems to take extra care here to avoid any suspicion of nature worship by the psalmist by translating verses 1 and 2 in this way. I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains? No, my strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and mountains. As I think about the majestic mountain ranges I've been blessed to see in my lifetime, I remember the first time I laid eyes on the Andes Mountains of South America. It was June of 2011. I was leading a group of mission-minded fellow believers on a vision trip to Lawetambo, Peru, a remote mountain village located at an elevation of 11,000 feet above sea level and 70 miles east of the capital city of Lima. Almost immediately after leaving the big city, we entered the foothills of the Andes and began a gradual ascent through a beautiful river valley surrounded by steep, barren hills dotted with adobe dwellings. The larger mountains could be seen in the distance, but not so clearly due to a haze that had settled over them. When we stopped for a break in the quaint little village of Antioquia after a couple of hours on the road, the driver informed us that we were now at an elevation of 5,000 feet and about halfway to our destination. Almost immediately after departing Antioquia, the pavement ended and we began a steady climb towards the peaks that were now clearly visible ahead. As our driver expertly maneuvered the vehicle upward through what seemed like endless switchbacks and hair-raising turns with no guardrails, the vistas of the majestic mountains grew more spectacular by the moment. Marveling at God's awesome creation, I began to understand how a person who had no personal relationship with the Creator could be easily persuaded to worship the very thing that had been spoken into existence by an omnipotent God. On our return trips to Lawetambo through the years, faithfully proclaiming Jesus as Savior, we quickly came to understand how deeply animism and nature worship was entrenched in the lives of these people. We learned about the traditions passed down from generation to generation, which promote not only the worship of the mountains, but also the sun and the moon, the stars and the rainfall which fills their reservoirs, providing water to their village. However, as the Lord has continued to bless us with the wisdom, patience, and persistence to continue the work, we have seen 9 people come to know Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. The oldest, an 80-year-old man. The youngest, a 14-year-old girl. Also, an abundance of seeds of the gospel have been planted in the hearts of these precious people, which we trust the Lord will cause to sprout forth into new life. We rejoice over all the Lord has allowed us to accomplish in Lawe Tombo, all for His glory. Our prayer for these precious people is that now that they've heard about the Creator God and His Son Jesus, when they look at the majestic mountains that surround them, they will realize, like the psalmist, that their help comes not from the mountains, but rather from the Lord, who made heaven, the earth, and the mountains. We thank God for the awesome privilege and blessing of taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the remote mountain village of Lawe Tombo, Peru. And we have the assurances in our hearts that we will see these dear new believers again one day in heaven. I close with the 121st Psalm. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your protector. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall keep you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. May God bless you today as you reflect on His provisions in your past, God's preservation in your present, and His promises for your future.